This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2006, and we have a special midweek guest. We have the boyfriend here. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. What are you doing over here during the week?
Well, we're going to a concert.
We are. We're going to see, to hear Lost Lonely Boys, right?
We are.
And are you excited?
I am. But I think my microphone turned up enough?
It is, but you need to move a little closer to your microphone.
Look how close I really am to the microphone.
That's perfect right there. That is perfect.
Here you go, giving orders once again.
I wasn't even going to say anything tonight, but you brought it up.
Well, yeah, because you hit my microphone turned completely off.
No, as I told you, when I record during the week when you're not here, I actually completely unplug your microphone and turn it off completely because I don't need to have, like, stereo sound of two microphones. You know what I mean?
If that's how you want to think about it, I suppose.
Well, let's see.
You like to turn my sound off.
Let's see. You've been off now for, like, a week, right?
That's correct, yeah.
What have you been doing?
Well, yesterday I got to play tennis. Uh-huh. It's the first time I had played since October. And so I decided I was going to hit with a pro for an hour. Well, in about 15 minutes, I worked up this nasty blister.
That thing's almost an inch across.
It looks like the wounds of Jesus.
It does. It looks like a stigmata.
And so then I had to adjust how I was holding the racket. It was very painful. I survived an hour, but I had to stop. I mean, the skin's completely, as you
peeled
can see,
off.
It's worn off. So, but it was fun to, I hadn't played tennis in a long time, and so this is a racket club not far from where I live, and so I was able to sign up for a season of tennis, which actually worked out. It's $270 for a year, which if I only play once a month, I still get my money's worth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive to rent, if you belong to a club, it's expensive to rent.
So you have to pay for the club as well as the court when you go to use it?
No. It's all paid for.
Oh, so
I just paid one fee.
And that covers the court?
For the whole year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But now you have to, like, call and schedule the court, right?
Yeah, but I can walk. It's literally walk. I mean, it's not even a 5-minute walk from my house. I can walk up there and sign up if I want to.
Oh, cool. Now, do you have plans to go play tennis again?
They have clinics starting next Tuesday. You do have to pay for those. It's like $30 a session, which is fine. So I think I'm going to do that, and I can. I would like to do that to get back in shape and to meet other players at my level.
So did you sign up for the clinic next Tuesday?
Well, I didn't. I have to call him. I'm going to call him when we get back from Bob's.
On Monday?
On Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So what else have you been doing besides playing tennis?
Sleeping late.
Oh, I hate you. God damn it.
I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God. I had already been at work for almost 3 hours at that point.
Well, that's not my fault.
But I'm done now, so. But do you see this pile of two big bags of books? And
yeah.
I have to deal with that before July 1st.
Oh, just throw them all in one big bonfire.
No, it doesn't work like that, sweetheart. Now, today or tonight, we are going to, because recording this before the concert, we are going to be going to hear Lost Lonely Boys. And the boyfriend brought a picnic basket. What's in the picnic basket, boyfriend?
I brought fresh strawberries.
Oh, yum.
And fresh cherries. And creamy coleslaw. And spicy Mexican bean salad.
And what did you bring for me to eat?
That's what I brought.
But what's for me, though? Like, because you know I...
Fresh strawberries. Fresh cherries.
But now...
Creamy coleslaw.
But now you know...
Mexican bean salad.
You know I won't be eating that stuff. What else? There's one more thing you brought that I think I will eat.
Olive salad.
No. Well, you did bring that, but there's something else.
Barbecue chicken strips.
Very good.
That I cooked just for Archer.
And I'm going to bring some cheese and crackers. And 2 bottles of wine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we had a bet last weekend. And you're supposed to eat asparagus because you lost the bet.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I think you do.
I don't know about that. Now, totally changing topics. Oh, that's right. Go ahead and throw some liquid on the floor. You're good at that.
It's Clorox.
Remember last weekend when you splattered my floor with red wine?
Well, you were being silly.
That's why we didn't record a second show.
Well, you were being silly. I'm glad that show got such a good response, and that picture seemed to...
Oh, everybody loved that. Let's go to the website and see what we're talking about.
Now, you know, we took several pictures of me in that outfit.
Yeah.
With that getup.
Yes.
And there are some of me laughing because we were laughing. And yet you posted that one with my mean face.
Because that's the best one.
Why not? Well, because folks want to see me smile for some reason. They don't think I ever smile. And you loaded the one that had... I look like a...
Okay, well, if we count out the ones where... You were, or the boots were in focus.
Oh. Wait, I didn't take those. You took those pictures.
I did.
Because you always accuse me of taking the out of focus pictures.
The only other one that I have to share would be this
one. Oh my, well we could post that one, couldn't we?
I don't know. Do you really want that one posted? I don't think you do. Or when...
Well, the naughty bits are covered.
Or that one.
No.
Now, see, this is not good because we're not the listeners are not seeing what we are
privy
talking
to
about.
These pictures. So, well, I can describe the one you just clicked. Put that one back.
No, we're going to quit that because it's not fair.
Okay.
It
is fair.
But anyway,
I think it's hot.
Okay. What was I getting ready to talk about?
Oh, the comments that we got with the picture.
Yeah, comments, because that was the most comments we've ever gotten. 13 comments. I mentioned it the other day, but, Captain Cox wrote Hot Boots. He just wrote that today.
I think he wrote that yesterday.
You're right. Yesterday. Okay.
Do they know those aren't even my boots? Those are your boots.
Yeah, those are my boots. But anyway, we got a lot of nice comments about that, so. Now, you know, I noticed that Mike Hipp is on, on Skype. Would you like to talk with Mike Hipp?
Sure.
Because, you know, he's very political.
Yeah.
And we've been listening to some political podcasts lately, would you say?
Well, you do.
I was going to say you couldn't stomach it, so I ended up listening to it. But let's message Mike Hipp and see if he's interested in chatting. I did this on the other show, too. I started writing IMs while I'm on the show. Why don't you talk about something while I'm typing to Mike?
What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. Talk about us going to the concert or something.
Well, we are going to see this concert, and it is going to be a fun concert, and we are going to eat good food at the concert, and then the band is going to come on the stage, and I am going to have to restrain Archer from... dancing. He always dances. He gets up and dances these wild moves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, because it's something about yourself you never reveal. You like to dance.
Do you think that we should take the iRiver and record some of the music? I know that's highly illegal, but what do you think?
Well, you can try it. If you get into trouble, they can kick you out.
But you'll be with me, so...
I'm going to stay.
Okay, Mike Hipp says he can talk to us, but he has to plug his headphones in. Okay, cool. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, there he's ready. Let me call you.
Yeah, Archer likes to really gyrate his hips. He likes to swing his hips around when he dances.
Okay, now we're going to...
You really have to see it.
Okay, we're calling Mike Hipp now. Hello.
Hi, Archer.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Just fine. Say hi to the boyfriend.
Hi, Mr. Boyfriend.
Hello, Mike.
Is your boyfriend there, too?
Yeah, he's running away with the phone because it seems like every time I talk to you, the phone rings.
Well, hi to John, too.
I'll make sure that he knows.
Very good. Hey, so what are you up to?
I was sitting here trying to figure out a way to redesign the Podcast Soup website. I'm getting tired of the same old, same old.
Oh, very good. You know, I've been thinking about changing my designs, too. Because I have like three different websites. I'm thinking about changing them as well.
It's a big task when you start trying to do something like that.
I know, and you need lots of time.
Yeah, uninterrupted time.
Exactly. Very true. Oh, did I interrupt you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Making fun.
I am so sorry.
I was just sticking one in there to see if you caught it.
I got it. You could have said no, you don't want to talk to me.
No, I enjoy talking to you. Congratulations on getting out of school for the summer.
Oh my gosh, yes, I'm so glad. Thank you.
You as well, Mr. Boyfriend?
I am done. I've been done for a while, for about a week now.
Good,
yes,
congratulations.
He's been a man of leisure for 1 week now.
Yeah.
He looked relaxed in that picture that we saw.
Yeah, we were just talking about relaxed. That. Oh, too funny. Hey, listen, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to, I know you listen to lots of podcasts, but do you listen to, I don't want to say the name, but it's this, okay, it's a political podcast who has the opposite view of most gay men?
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Next. Okay. I don't want to mention
maybe
name.
Maybe a few people.
What's wrong with mentioning the name?
Because I listened to it today and I got really, really mad, and I don't want to give him any kind of...
It's not Nobody Likes Onions, right? Is it?
No, it's not that one. Actually, now that I think about it, I should go to your site to see if it's even on there, because that would tell me if you listen to it or not.
A political site that has the opposite opinion of most gay men.
He's not necessarily political, but on many of his shows, he talks politics, and he talks from the Republican side of things, let's just say.
Hmm. You have to email me after we get off the phone.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm going to do it right here. I'm going to tell you who it is in the
okay. IM.
But don't say the name, okay?
I'm waiting. No.
Okay.
I don't even think I have them linked, do I?
No, I don't see it here.
Okay, so why did you ask the question?
Well, because I think that because of the way you are with your politics, and I think that we are very similar in our politics, that you would be offended by some of the things he was saying on his show today.
I have to go listen.
Yeah, because he went on and on and on. I mean, he was bringing up everything from Korea to Iran to the war to Clinton to, I mean, everything. And I'm thinking, dude, you know, slow down. Don't cover so much crap in one show.
Now, I have some fairly strange politics. I think I feel the way that most gay people do about George Bush, but as I'm not like far left liberal Democrat either. I listen to a local talk show here named Neil Bortz. He's a libertarian. Have you ever heard of libertarians?
Yeah,
I've heard of the libertarians, but I haven't heard of him.
I identify fairly closely with libertarians.
Okay.
I think the government should be out of our business as much as possible.
Then you know who is probably closer to you then is Mark, Remarkably Mark.
Oh, really?
I think he is more
I don't think
the,
I've ever heard him talk politics.
He doesn't too much. He does a little bit every once in a while on my show, but for the most part, he stays away from it.
Mm-hmm. He is so smart. I'm just wowed by him every time I hear him talk.
He is extremely intelligent.
Well, I guess my I here's what Arthur telling me, just get close, get away from the microphone, whatever it is. But I appreciate libertarianism. I guess I consider myself more progressive / liberal. But there's a reason why government became involved in, you know, social and economic issues and citizens. And, you know, the first state to really do that was Germany in the 1870s and 80s, and it had to do with poor folks. I mean, they mm-hmm. had no political rights. They were economically at very bottom of the socioeconomic ladder, and they were beginning to organize, but organize around socialism, even far left communism. And so, out of fear of that, Bismarck in Germany the state intervened to protect their best interests, and so they wouldn't swing over to the far left. And so the state became involved in the social and economic well-being of its citizens. And we had the same reaction here with the Great Depression. I mean, people were living in the streets because there were no safety nets, and so the government provided those.
Yeah,
and then after World War II,
it became
rampant in Western Europe. I mean, Europe was destroyed. The state took on the role of caretaker because... caregiver, because economies were just destroyed by the war.
Well,
I guess I've seen when left you know, to our own devices, the excesses of capitalism. There's always there are people who are left out of that, and unless the government intervenes, they sleep on the street. I mean, that was the story in this country until the 1930s. So I don't know exactly how
capitalism run amok is an ugly thing.
Yeah,
you have to have controls on it. And I'm not necessarily for the elimination of, you know, all social programs like the libertarian platform might say, but I have some ideas, like the fare tax, if it were ever implemented, we could get rid of things like Social Security, Medicare, because we could afford universal health care with the same, you know, and get rid of income tax and the IRS as well, and still fund the government.
Yeah.
So you mean like the 10% flat 10% tax?
What it's a retail only tax. Go to fairtax.org. It's a very good idea. I've been fired up about it for a while.
Okay.
What is actually a 23% tax at the point of sale for any retail item. That includes houses. But that gets rid of all taxes that are taken out of your check. So you take home 100% of your paycheck. So, and if you know what you get taken out of your check, it's usually around 25% if you're, you know, in the normal
middle class tax bracket.
Right. Yeah. So it comes out pretty much a wash as far as where the funding comes from. But just think if you could keep 100% of your check.
The only problem with that I see is there are certain people who would not save for retirement, who would not, have the safety net of the government. And what do you do with those people? There would be a lot more poor people when they get old and don't have a job.
Right, that's true. But then again, do you really think that Social Security is going to be there for you and me and Mr. Boyfriend when we get ready to retire?
I do.
I actually do, too.
Yeah, I do too.
However, that's why we have to supplement it with our own, because I don't think it's going to be anywhere near enough to live on. But for some people, that's all they have, and it would be...
Well, now, the fair tax does not get rid of the Social Security payments. It gets rid of the Social Security tax on your check and the IRS. FICA.
Then the 23% tax on sale items... That tax is going to the government to still fund these programs?
Exactly. No change in funding. That's the way they wrote it. Because they knew if they tried to write the bill to just radically overhaul the government outright, it wouldn't work. So what they're trying to do is get to a point where the government can be fully funded at its present levels and still get rid of the IRS and all the stuff that comes out of your check. And now this is only retail. Anything that's sold, like eBay... It gets rid of taxes on gift tax, what they call it when people die, the estate tax. It gets rid of all of those taxes. And then, only on retail does the tax come in.
Then here's another question for you then, only because I don't know anything about this. What if you have like this crazy Republican president who decides to go to war and spends, I don't know, $1 trillion or something on that, on war or something? How do you fund that when it's like he keeps getting the Congress to approve all these spending things, and that 23% was not based on expenditures like a war?
Well, that's a good question. I think that they're planning on funding at present levels. That's their goal. So I don't know if that's taken into account or not. But go to fairtax.org and you can read a lot more about it than I know about it.
Yeah, I went to the website. You're right. I definitely need to read more about it. Mm-hmm. And see what they have to say about that. But I guess what it does is brings up some good questions about changing the tax laws and funding social programs and keeping social programs funded, I should say.
Right, so, right.
Interesting, very interesting.
Sorry to go off on a tangent there.
No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
with that. Well, you always learn something. I mean, it doesn't bother me. My perspective on conservative Republicans or log cabin Republicans, I'm glad they're there. I'm glad log cabin Republicans are there in the Republican Party. They're kind of a thorn there for many Republicans. But, they belong. They should be there. But if you're going to have a conservative opinion about, for example, how people in the Middle East live and what they've contributed to history or to society, it should be an informed opinion.
For example, not to cut you off there, sweetheart, but
no, you meant to do that.
Well, I just wanted to say that you can't judge a people on the basis of what they have contributed to society in terms of scientific development or technology development or anything like that. There are other aspects that they can contribute to society.
What we were talking about earlier is that at a time when Western Europe was still a backwater, you know, feudal
12th, 13th century,
the Muslim world and in the
they were in full bloom at that time.
Oh yeah, the Abbasid period, Baghdad was the center of scholarship. When Christian Europe was afraid to interact with knowledge, because when the Roman Empire collapsed, much of the scholarly work and the literature and knowledge of the time, it went east. Scholars, because they got the heck out of Dodge when the tribes invaded and the empire collapsed. The patrician classes became patricians and then became bishops of the church, and the Catholic Church became the only centralized authority in Western Europe. Well, that scholarship, that work went east, and what remained in manuscripts, what the monks did in the abbeys or the monasteries, they simply transcribed them, and then mm-hmm. they closed them off in libraries and sealed them because it was considered blasphemy to interact with this knowledge that had been acquired by the ancient Romans and Greeks. So it went east. Well, the Muslim scholars were not afraid to interact with this knowledge. So they produced works that related to medicine and science and even surgery at that time. All of that was brought to Baghdad, and even women. Some of the scholars in those sessions were women.
Well, I would guess that this point of view was more of what they've contributed.
What they're doing now, but it's incorrect to say they've never contributed anything.
Yeah.
And when you consider that our American president is very friendly with the House of Saud, which has to be one of the most hideous regimes in regard to civil rights. You can't really say, well, you know.
Right. And well, yeah, you know, yeah. We're hooked up by a lifeline to them, so what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Just going back just one moment, have either of you ever stopped to wonder about how much world would be different if the West had not lost those 1,000 years? If we had like picked up from where Rome left off and just kept growing, where would we be now? I've often thought of that question. I was wondering if anybody else has.
I have not.
I haven't either.
Thought that.
Think about it though. If we had never went into the Dark Ages, if we had progressed for that approximately 1,000 years, where we would be?
You mean from what time to what time?
Well, from about 400.
The fall of the Roman Empire.
Fell in the 5th century.
Right. Up until, you know, 1400, 1500.
Well, we probably would have had computers 100 years ago.
Yeah, I would think so, at least.
And we would have a MacBook that would be flying.
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, I ordered mine yesterday. Yeah. I was going to say, we'd have a MacBook that would be flying along at like 16 gigahertz or something.
Right. Ooh, I saw a USB flash drive. 64 gigabytes.
Oh my God, a flash drive?
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. Like the same size as like a regular
flash drive? The same size, the thumb flash drive that everybody carries in their pockets. I do my website on it.
Oh my God, that's
64
amazing.
64 gigabytes.
Well, we just jumped a huge topic and the boyfriend's eyes just sitting here are glazing over.
I don't know what you're talking about.
More history.
See, his eyes are glazing over about the technology stuff, and that just as my eyes were glazing over when he was talking about the patricians.
Well, I'm glad I'm here. I'm interested in both topics.
You see, you're that well-rounded guy, I guess.
Yeah. But we got off on this by talking about how smart Mark was. I think that your Mr. Boyfriend might be almost as smart. There.
He is. He's extremely mm-hmm. intelligent, too.
Can you speak French, Mr. Boyfriend?
Je ne parle pas français.
There you go.
I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea. Speak French.
Oh, he says I do not speak French. Very good. That's very funny.
My grandmother speaks French.
Oh,
because
okay.
being from down there, my partner is from Baton Rouge. So
oh, okay,
that's right. I remember that.
And we are the guys that watch Big Brother that you mentioned yesterday.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? I'm going to miss it tonight because we're going to a concert to hear Lost
right.
Lonely Boys.
I think you're really going to like them. I only know of, like, the 3 or 4 hits that they've had.
Yeah.
But I really, really enjoy those songs.
Oh, yeah. They're fun. They're a fun band.
They have great harmony.
Yeah. And the lead singer's cute, too. I like the lead singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think...
like, Mexican or something, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're like Latino or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you that, because I mentioned this on today's show, that...
I know, you warned me.
I won't be posting it at the crack ass of dawn, because...
you got two chances. If you don't get it up before, like, 11:30, then I just don't get you until the next day.
Well, I will definitely get it posted by 11:30 tomorrow morning, because we're going to go to a winery tomorrow, so...
Oh, wow. So how long do you have off?
Until I have off until, like, the... third week in August, I think.
Oof, yeah, nice. I think we go back August 21st.
But I'm telling you, our calendar is packed. We've got something going all the time.
Have you got those books to fill up again this year?
Yeah, we're
I have been around long enough to know that what your guys' habits are in the summertime.
Do you know, since January, we've already been to 26?
20-something.
I think 26 wineries.
Yeah. It's actually not easy. You have to have over 40 to qualify for...
Yeah, I would never get it. I don't have that much stick-to-itiveness.
Well, and this weekend we're going to probably 4 or 5 more wineries, right?
Yeah, but we're going to a different section.
Yeah, we're going...
Either one of you ever get drunk?
No,
not really.
Depending on who's driving, we may start to feel it a little bit in our heads. But
no, I don't.
You don't, but I.
Have to help me out with wine, Archer. We're stuck on. You're going to laugh at me. We drink
white
Merlot.
White Zinfandel. Something. That's white Zinfandel.
Is it?
You can admit it, because Archer. When I first met Archer, that's what he drank.
It's a blush, right?
It's a blush.
Yes.
And but you know, at least you're drinking it. I mean, the thing with
we really wine, enjoy it.
The thing with wine tasting, you don't really. They don't give you enough in a glass to taste.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to buy a bottle.
You're not going. I mean, most wines are. I would say, at least in Virginia. The alcohol content, I think the highest is maybe 12.5%. And so they're going to give you enough to splash the bottom of a glass to taste, and you're not going to like everything. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really like sweet wines or dessert wines, so I'm going to dump those in the dump bucket. or you don't have to, you know, taste all that they give you, but even if you do, if I'm going to... he's making all these motions.
I'm making the wrap-up motion.
Yeah,
okay,
well, just,
real quick,
just
where should we go
there,
from
sister.
This blush?
I was going to say, can you bring this back to suggesting one wine for him to taste that's not necessarily a blush?
But, you know, I mean,
I
need that sweet taste to the tongue.
Okay, then start with something accessible, and it's very easy to find. So you could do popular Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. One that's not heavily oaked. Start with like a Kendall Jackson. You can't go wrong with those.
That's a name of a...
Yeah,
that's
the
label.
Label.
That's the label, Kendall
Jackson.
Let me write
Jackson. This
down. Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Riesling is another good place to start.
What about a Pinot
Grigio? Our German
Grigio?
Friend is bringing
Pinot
us some
Grigio
back
too
from
dry.
Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, so Riesling. Try a sweeter Riesling. And, you know, don't... You don't have to be picky about labels. Just pick one of the common labels that are out there: Turning Leaf or Kendall Jackson, Mondavi. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to get terribly sophisticated as you're starting out. And then you might want to progress to maybe after you've had the whites, then maybe try a Merlot or a softer red wine that you can sip.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We have a problem with room temperature drinks, though.
Okay, well then start with one of those whites and mm-hmm. see where you go from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up because, you know, I like to keep it around 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for talking to me.
And thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. I like
always a pleasure.
Exactly. And I like it last time when you said, anytime you need me, I'll chat with you.
I was just kidding earlier. Please feel free to call me. I'm always excited to be on the show.
Thank you, and I was just going to apologize again for interrupting your web.
No.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Boyfriend.
Same here.
You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
All right,
bye. Well, that was a nice conversation with Mike Hibb. And, Boyfriend, we're going to wrap this up because we got to get moving to the concert. And Mike's right. Just saying thank you. Oh, I got to type to him real quick. Thank you, too. Oops. All right. So, boys and girls... Until next time, I might add some audio to the end of this show from the Lost Lonely Boys if I can get away with recording some of it. But if not, you'll hear the ending song in just a second. Anyway, until next time, boys and girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Archer Radio.